It's amazing how God speaks to you in different ways. So I have my backpack here. I haven't moved it. I've kept it low down. I quite like it like this. But don't tell him he's not here. So I haven't really listened to him, but I should, because it should help my back. Perhaps we ought to move these down just in case. All right. So I have my backpack here. I take this every day to work. I have lots of things in it. Usually I have my laptop, which kind of weighs it down. And it got me thinking, you know, how God can use different things that we might use in our workplace, in school, in college, that God has a message for us in all our different things. Now, I see the backpack as sometimes a bit of a heavy burden. Sometimes it's really heavy. My laptop is quite heavy when I had a couple of books in it. I might add my Bible into the mix and put my lunch in here. It gets really heavy on my back, and when I'm scooting along on my scooter, I really feel it sometimes that it's really heavy. But God can relieve us of those burdens, just like I should have lifted up the backpack to relieve a backache. God can relieve us of our burdens. That's what I thought when I had my backpack. I'm going to open it up. Jess, I'm going to ask you to hold up a few things, okay? Okay. Anyone know what this is? So we've got paint. Some of you might use paint in school. I know we used paint in our Lego party, and I regretted it instantly because it meant I had to clean everything up afterwards and didn't realise the consequences. And do you know what? Life can sometimes get a bit messy, can't it? You know, things can get a bit mixed up, can get everywhere. Life can get overwhelming. It can splatter everywhere and make an absolute mess. But God can clean up those messes. He can wipe all that mess away. He just needs a cloth and it's all gone. Sometimes it might leave a stain, but that reminds us of what we've been through, and we can learn from that experience. So that's what I thought when I got a paint tub out. Let's have a look what else is in my... Got my pencil case. Okay, I've always got lots of these, but I've got a glue stick with me, okay? And I thought, yeah, God teaches us that we are to stick with him. No matter what we go through, we ought to always stick with him. We ought to trust in God that he's always there. We say a phrase called sticky faith. And it's something that we use a lot, you know, about how faith can stick to people and the impression it lasts. And God can leave that impression on you. It just sticks to you. Just a little word or a picture or something. So that's what I thought when I got a glue stick. Jasmine, do you want to hold that up for me? Okay. But post-it notes. I use a lot of these. I sometimes write little messages on Mel's board because we share an office. Just some words of encouragement, sometimes just some smiley faces, or just sometimes insults, really. But, you know, I just use them a lot, and they're quite handy. But do you know what? When I picked those up, it was a reminder that God is always there. I used to use them a lot for when I did exams and things. I used to post them all over my walls, all over my doors, just so I could remember one fact for my exam. It did occasionally work, but not very often. But it used to remind me, oh yes, I need to remember this information. And that just, it's a reminder that God is always there for us. Okay. Now, I used that highlighter earlier that Jess has got, so I brought another one, because it ran out when I was highlighting the words for Jordan and Billy earlier. But a highlighter is where God guides us and lights up where we should go. Sometimes our lives run out, we run out of steam, but God never runs out on us. He never fails us. It never fades. It's always there for us. And he shines brightly where we need to go. And that's what a highlighter does. It highlights the points, really important bits that we need to learn and need to follow. And God is exactly like that. This one's a really easy one, an eraser. Does anyone guess what I thought of an eraser? Well done. So rubbing out our sin. Perfect. That we do sometimes do bad things, don't we? So sometimes you might be naughty, sometimes you might say the wrong thing. And even I say the wrong thing, don't we, Jasmine? Yeah? But God always forgives us and he takes away all those bad things we say, doesn't he? If we say sorry. And like an eraser rubs out all the pencil markings that we might do. Yeah? See? She gets it. She gets it. Okay, I've got a pair of scissors. All right. Anyone guess what a pair of scissors could be? Go on then, Adrian. Fantastic. See, you're getting it. It's quite easy. It's amazing what comes in your head. It's about God cutting us into the way we want to be, sometimes he might cut away the bad bits about us, stuff that we need to learn to improve about ourselves. And we all need to, even I do. I've mentioned it before, I could be really stubborn. And I've been quite stubborn this week about my birthday and me not wanting to do anything. And my friends are like, you need to do something to celebrate your birthday. I'm just like, no, I don't want the fuss. And they're getting really frustrated with me because I'm not willing to be open to a birthday party. There may be room for persuasion yet, but we'll see. Okay, you hold that for me. This is one of my favourite pens. It's one I carry around all along with me. It was a special gift given to me, and it's a refillable one. So sometimes I have to refill that pen with ink. And that got me thinking. I said, well, God can renew us and he can restore us and he can fill our lives up again with love and hope and new energy and a new vision for what God has for our lives. Okay, a couple more in here. Our pencil. Do you want to hold that for me, Jasmine? Okay, so the pencil sometimes gets broken. You might write on it too hard, it snaps off. But that sums up our lives. Sometimes we can become a bit broken, can't we? Sometimes we can be without hope. We don't know quite what to do. But we need a pencil sharpener, which is where God comes into it and he builds us back up again. He makes us new. He heals the brokenness that's in our lives. And isn't that amazing? Okay, a couple more. Okay, I've got a memory stick here. Quite handy. I used it for this morning. So it stores information on there, Jasmine, just so you know. Okay, it's a tiny little thing. But you know what? God stores up so much treasures for us in heaven when we get there. We may have a lot of things here on earth, but God has something much more exciting for us should we choose to have a relationship with him. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Okay, and then I have my pencil case. Now, most people might think you're confused, thinking it's pink, it's fluffy, it's so not Becky, because you know I'm in all black. But I have borrowed it from one of my goddaughters because I don't have a pencil case. And I said, has anyone got a fluffy pencil case? I was ringing around this week. And my goddaughter, she's going into year two, I think it is. She said, I got a pink fluffy one, will that do? And I was like, yes, perfect.
I'm going into year two.
You are going into year two, aren't you? And you know what? This pencil case holds all these different items in there. And I think of God wrapping his loving arms around us, enclosing us in his life, and showing he wants to protect us and he wants to love us so much. And that's what I think of. I think, yes, God is always there for us. He completely clothes us with righteousness, isn't it? The Bible verse says. And isn't that amazing? Okay. Got my ruler. This keeps us on the straight path. Keeps us on the right track. Keeps us on the right line. Make sure we're going in the right direction. Sometimes it might get a bit wonky, but eventually it gets straight again. And God puts us right when we do that. Okay. Can you hold those for me? All right, so I've got a lunchbox and a drinks bottle. I haven't filled it because I'm going out for lunch, so I haven't had to make lunch, thankfully, which is rather exciting. But our drinks and what we eat gives us energy, gives us fuel, doesn't it? Gives us nutrition, gives us the right thing. And that's exactly what God does. He gives us renewed energy, he gives us strength, he gives us courage. He gives us what we need and the right kind of feeding should we choose to follow him. Okay, I nicked this from Mel's office because I haven't got one. Don't tell her. I have a calculator here. Some of you might use it for your maths. I used to detest these things in school because I wasn't very good at maths and I really struggled with it. And I had to really persevere to do it. Yeah, well, that's really good to persevere, isn't it? But you know what? This helps us solve our maths equations, our maths sums, doesn't it? And do you know what?
I've heard that school.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Really helpful. But do you know what? God can help solve our problems just like a calculator can solve our maths problems.
Do
you not? Well, God helps us if we come in a sticky situation. He can provide us with some kind of answer or solution. Again, should we trust and remain faithful to him? And last but not least, I have a notebook. Just want to hold that for me. Really important for note-taking. You might have school books to write in. Some of you might have diaries to put information in. Some of you might use your computer to store information. Doesn't have to be a notebook. But I find it's quite handy, so I don't forget things. I have to write everything down. And we learn a lot from writing things down. So all the information we've learnt along the way, in your school books, all the information you need to revise for. But God is like that, but he gives us something even better to learn from. And that is this book, the Bible. Well done. Okay? And this tells us everything we need to know to follow him, to have a relationship with him, to have all these different things, all from some school equipment. Isn't that clever? So it's all popped in my brain just praying about it, all from a conversation I'd had with Mark about my bag and about how I wasn't wearing it properly. Isn't God amazing to give us a message like that? That he can give us all those things. He gives us love. He gives us faithfulness. He gives us hope. He gives us grace. All these amazing stuff we can have with him. You know, what's your choice going to be today? I'm going to leave you with that. Just a little back to school thought as you go back your work a day. If you're in an office, you think, oh yeah, I've got a pen. Oh yeah, I remember what Becky said. He can fill us again with renewed energy. I know Jordan's going into college. You think, oh, I'm using a calculator. God can solve my problems. It's amazing how God can use our everyday lives to bless us and be there with us all the time. Amen.